Want to present your case, Axel?
Yeah, so I go into the older arena again, 76-year-old male patient, who was actually widowed just about half a year ago, and lived alone by himself, had very limited contact to his family, had two daughters and one son who really very rarely looked after him. So he gradually deteriorated, no one noticed, and eventually someone actually visited him, and so he was lost weight, was apparently jaundiced, and really looked sick, and he had a very hard belly. So they brought him to the ER at Mayo Clinic, and they saw a huge liver reaching into the pelvis and clear below the umbilicus, and did a CT scan and saw liver metastasis all over and biopsy, kind of first diagnosed with adenocarcinoma anno primary, and sent to medical oncology more or less on the way out. And I saw him in my clinic, an outpatient. I was kind of borderline looking at this patient. Is really someone who should be an outpatient or should he be admitted? His bilirubin was 12. His LDH, which we did, was about 2,000. And so he was presented to me as unknown primary, whatever there is. And interestingly, he had been seen by, I think, 5 different doctors. No one had performed a rectal exam. This patient had repeated rectal bleeds and whatever. So to make a long story short, rectal exam showed there was an almost obstructing tumor. You can see it was very narrow. It was bleeding, not too much. It was slightly anemic, but not really anemic.
He had obstructive symptoms?
And, you know, if you ask him, so he had this intermittent change between constipation and diarrhea, which we see sometimes with low-lying rectal cancers. And so the question was for me, and the family was there, and everyone, of course, all of a sudden concerned. So
comorbidities?
No, nothing really. I mean,
so he'd been functional and fine?
You know, the interesting thing is when I said, you know, he deteriorated, this actually happened quite relatively what I saw in within a short time frame. 2 months earlier, he was still supervising as a 76-year-old road construction in Rochester.
Huh.
So apparently, I don't know what shape he was at that point, but if he was at that time, at least functional. So for me, the decision was, at first, should we treat at all? I mean, this was a patient performance status 3 to 4. I mean, really, when you high bilirubin, liver function, LFTs were 3 digits range, LDH was high.
So, Alan, real quick, your thoughts?
Well, tough call. I think colon cancer can be so sensitive to chemotherapy that my instinct would be to treat the patient. I think I probably would have done either a diverting ostomy or not, depending on the imminent stricture or blockage, and I'd probably offer something like Folfox or something like that.
I mean,
you're not going to cure the patient. I would argue that Bev may make the difference between a robust response and a good response, but I don't think, you know, he's got a rectal mass that's bleeding a bit. He's 80. I mean, I would probably start with Folfox, and if you made any ground up, then maybe get a little tougher later on.
Neil?
I explained to a patient like this that this is a bad situation, and then try and elicit what his short-term goals are.
Right.
And, you know, to use the football analogy, since Super Bowl Sunday is coming up on us, do we want to throw the Hail Mary pass here? And to use another analogy at the same time and mix them, does he want the potential to go down in flames? And that said, I then consider from a pharmacology standpoint what treatment is feasible in this situation. And as Alan suggested, Folfox and bevacizumab would be acceptable therapies in somebody with liver failure. And so I have offered and treated patients who come in with hyperbilirubinemia because of disease with this regimen. And Axel wouldn't be presenting this had he not had a wild success.
Okay,
so I'm interested in hearing what happened.